请弟兄姊妹打开约翰一书。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to 1 John.
我们先由第一章那里开始。
We'll begin with chapter, verse 1. Chapter 1.
弟兄姊妹找到，就请你跟着我们所讲的章节来看下去。
After you found the reference, please follow along as we go throughout the scriptural reading.
就听我们读出来。
Please listen as we read.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又作见证，将原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐满足。
Reading from verses 1 through 4. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld, and our hands handled, concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write, so that our joy may be made complete.
然后弟兄姊妹，你又再睇第二章。
And then we should turn to chapter 2.
由十二节开始。
Beginning with verse 12.
小子们啊，我写给信给你们，因为我你们的罪藉着主名得了赦免。父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们已经认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。小子们啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道上存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Reading beginning verse 12. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, and also is lust. But the one who does the will of God abides forever.
然后弟兄姊妹，你稍微注意下啦，十八节。
And then if you pay it, turn your attention to verse 18.
小子们啊，如今是末时了。
Children, it is the last hour.
然后弟兄姊妹又再注意二十八节。
And then turning to verse 28.
小子们啊，你们要住在主里面。
And now, little children, abide in him.
然后你留意第三章第十八节。
And then turning to chapter 3, verse 18.
小子们啊，我们亲爱，不要只在言语和舌头上。
Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue.
第四章第四节。
And then chapter 4, verse 4.
小子们啊，你们是属神的。
You are from God, little children.
然后呢，弟兄姊妹一路再睇到第五章。
And then we turn all the way to chapter 5.
最拉尾嗰一句说话。
The very last phrase.In chapter 5,
小子们啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。
Little children, guard yourselves from idols.
好啦，然后我哋最翻嚟尾，翻转头嚟睇第二章。
Okay, now let's turn back to chapter 2.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
你们上。从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Verse 27 reads, And as for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you.But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
然后真是最拉尾了，第三章的十九节。
And then, for sure, the very last passage that we'll read is in chapter 3,
十九节
verse 19.
从此就知道我们是属真理的。并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切是没有不知道的。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
Reading from verse 19, we shall know by this that we are of the truth.And shall assure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemns us. For God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God.
好了，圣经就读住咁多先了。
This then ends our scripture reading for now.
感谢神，好耐冇同弟兄姊妹喺三藩市交通。
Thank our God. It's been a long time since I've had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters here in San Francisco.
今次时间安排到出来的时候，我就在主面前有一点的寻找。
And so this time, as the arrangements were made for me to be with brothers and sisters, I've sought a direction from the Lord.
咁长久都冇同弟兄姊妹在主的话语里面有交通，究竟主你要叫我哋一同喺呢日子里面再学习啲乜嘢属灵嘅功课呢
？Since there's been such a long period of time since I've had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters, then Lord, what is it that you would like for us to contemplate and to continue to learn during these days？
感谢主喺呢段日子里面嚟，唔知系因为我哋喺圣本奴嗰边弟兄姊妹一齐嚟读约翰一书。嘅缘故咧，亦或系别嘅原因，喺我里头就好重，就有呢个咁样嘅心思。
I'm not thanks be to the Lord that He has shown the way, and I'm not quite certain whether it's because in House of God in San Bruno we are actually reading through and studying the book of First John that is the influencing factor, or because of something else.
要从约翰一书里边其中嘅有一点。好重嘅嚟同弟兄姊妹嚟到主嘅面前去寻求。
But there is one specific point from 1 John that has stayed in my mind and which I want to spend the time to share with brothers and sisters.
虽然唔系全本嘅约翰一书。
Now this is not the entirety of 1 John.
只是其中的一点,
this is merely one of the points that we find in
1 John.
But it is a rather important point.
好像我们刚才读的经文,
in the passages that we have just read,
弟兄姊妹你可以留意到,
if you tie all the scriptural passages together, it will delineate a very important point.
我们稍微读过约翰一书,如果知道它的背景的,都会了解。
And this is certainly something that should be evident to those who have studied 1 John before.
在约翰最后在世界,在地上还活着的这段日子里头,
during the last days of John's life here on earth,
教会当时是遭遇到相当大的难处,
there was great tribulation that has come upon the church itself.
那个难处不仅仅是说外面有人将教会践踏,
the tribulation is not only external tribulation from outside pressures and forces.
最严重的乃是混在教会里头呢, 是有一些异端的教导来渗透了进去。
But rather, more critically, there was heresy, heretic teaching that stemmed from within the church.
特别是要叫属神的人, 他们不太需要去注意到寻找神的意志那个所示,
and the heresy was so overwhelming that it caused the saints to cease to search for and to pursue after who Christ is and what he has done.
一个简单的原则就是说是强调人的本身可以有条件来为自己制造他的永远,
to a point where it caused individuals to feel that they are in full control and they can dictate their future.
如果从历史上去讲,这些教导已经是过去了。
Now, historically speaking, this type of teaching has come and gone.
但是如果从那个原则上去看,那种教导的影响,一路传流到今日,在整个人的中间,
but even to today, we realize that the principles of those that type of teaching continues to be an influencing factor in our lives in this generation.
用各种各样的方法,当然这个源头是由于撒旦对神自己工作的骚扰,来做出一种这样的结果,是要叫人 不需要去太注意到神的儿子的所作.
Certainly, this stems from Satan's work at hand to disturb the work of God. But the end result is to cause individuals to dismiss or to look carelessly upon all that the Lord has done.
可以就住人自己的本身的能力, 你能够解决一切与神中间的关系,
and instead to refocus an individual's attention to what he can do to rectify the situation or the relationship between himself and God.
在这样的骚扰来到教会的时候,
and when this type of influence comes into the church,
神就用着最后的一个还活在地上的使徒约翰, 就对教会讲了很多的话,其中包括约翰一书。
At that particular time, God utilized what was the last remaining apostle, still living at the time, to speak on these matters, to speak in terms of to speak on matters that we find in 1 John.
如果弟兄姊妹你注意圣经里面所留下的有关约翰,
if you take a look at all the things that have been penned by John, the words that have been given to John from the Lord.
你很清楚看到, 神用着约翰,从约翰福音开始, 约翰一,二,三书, 再加上启示录。
And if, so you look at the body of work from the Gospel of John to the first letter of John to the second letter of John, the third letter of John, and then also including Revelation.
在这么多的记录的里头, 你能够发现一个非常准确的那个中心点。
You will find that out of, when you take them all in together, that there is a very, very urgent or strong message.
是将所有属神的人的心思从主以外一切的人事物的变动里面带回到主自己的身上。And
that message and that principle that's laid out is to bring the hearts of men back to God, back to the Lord, from anything that's outside of the Lord. When we first open the first epistle of John, the very first thing that we notice is this. It talks about life. You could say the origin or the foundation of life. And then it tells you the life as it's manifested. But the most critical point that we find in 1 John though about life, it is the maturity of life.
生命是从神那里来的，是藉着神的儿子的救赎，就成功了在我们的身上。It's
very clear that it starts, this life starts from the Lord, that it is from the Lord that we gain this life.
而这个生命的结局呢，是带我们去到神活神的儿子从神那里所得着的那个荣耀的里头。But
the end of the conclusion of this life brings us into that glory that is directly from the Lord Himself along with God.
And
that's why when we come to chapter 3, the Lord clearly tells us that when He is revealed in glory, then we shall be like Him.
用另外一句话来说，就是说，当祂在荣耀里面显现的时候，我们要同祂同得着荣耀。
In other words, when He is revealed in glory, we too will be in glory. So this then delineates for us the beginning of our life and also brings us to the conclusion, the final result of this life.
但我们读约翰一书的时候，我们又发现在约翰一书里面从另一个角度来讲及到这个生命的问题。
But when we study 1 John, we realize that there is another perspective regarding this life that is presented.
你看到这个生命，它是有个成长的过程的。
We see that there is a process of growth for this life.
在我们刚才读的经文的里面，你特别留意到，当约翰写信去给神的儿女的时候， 他可以将神的儿女分成三种的阶层，或者说，姑且说。
And we see that even in the literal words that John uses when he addresses the children of God, he addresses them in three distinct stages.
不是讲他那个地位的问题。
And now, this has nothing to do with their status.
而是讲到三层那个属灵的实际的情形。
But rather it tells of the truth of the three distinct stages in their spiritual growth.
提到这三层那个情形的时候呢，他就用了三个不同的名词。
And each one of these stages of spiritual growth has a specific name that's attached to it.
在我们中文圣经里面来讲呢，第一个就提到的叫小子。
The first one is referred to as little children.
在第二个情形呢，就叫做少年人。
The second stage is referred to as young men.
第三个情形呢，就叫做 父老。
And then the third stage is referred to as fathers.
好显然嘅，你睇到呢个系一个人嘅生命成长嘅过程嘅阶段。
Very clearly, you can see that it also aligns with how an individual, the stages that an individual undergoes as he grows and matures.
从我哋嘅肉身上面嚟睇，我哋睇到呢三个阶段。
And we see those stages in our own practical daily lives.
但喺属灵嘅实际里面去睇嘅时候咧，我哋仍然系睇到有呢三个咁嘅阶段。
But we then realize that these stages also apply in terms of our spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，你一睇我哋就已经知道啦。
We can see that in ourselves.
我初初嚟到美国嘅时候
，When I first arrived in America，
当然我比而家弟兄姊妹当中嘅好多弟兄姊妹系年长啲咁多。
Of course, I was at that time older than many of the brothers and sisters are today.
但喺人嘅眼中嚟睇，当时我仲可以列入少年人。
But at that time, people can still categorize me as being a young.
但系今日你睇我嘅时候呢，我话我系少年人，你话你发梦。
But if I tell you today, oh, I'm still young, you're saying you're dreaming.
你都明数过你自己仲有几多条头发未成白
？Have you even counted to see how many strands of hair is actually not gray？
弟兄姊妹，我哋好自然睇到一个现象，或者话你睇到一个好自然嘅现象。如果系有生命嘅事实喺个树咧，佢一定带出一个成长嘅嗰个过程。
We see here a very natural and very concrete essence of life. If there is life that's there, then naturally it matures, it grows to maturity.
绝对没有一个人可能说从母亲的怀里面生下来的时候过了60年他仍然是用人的手抱住那个 BB 仔。
It is impossible for any individual to be born from the womb of their mother and then 60 years from that date,to still be just a cuddly little infant.
如果有咁嘅情形出现嘅，我哋每一个人都话唔正常嘅。
If that there was such a case, everyone would label that situation as abnormal.
但如果你从出世之后一路过咗60年，你头发变到白晒，皮肤潮咗，人哋话啱啦。
But on the other hand, for an individual who is now 60 years from their birth, you see them being, having a head full of white hair and their skin all wrinkled, one would look at it to say, that's normal.
弟兄姊妹，我哋睇到我哋嘅身体嘅生长嘅情嘅时候，我哋会留意到我哋属灵嘅成长。
But when we see this physical body and this physical growth, we should reflect upon our spiritual growth as well.
好啦，我哋如果有咗呢个咁样嘅概念嘅时候，我哋翻嚟睇到属灵嘅成长个三个阶段。
So if we have that understanding, then let's look a little bit closer in terms of the spiritual growth to maturity.
好自然嘅，我哋从个三个称呼嘅里边咧，你留意到嗰个特点喺边处。
So just from the very names that are attached to the three different stages, you can already deduce.What the distinction of each stage happens to be.
提到小子的时候
When it talks about little children,
你留意到他还停在一个救恩的阶段
Where they are is just that stage where they've just been saved.
认识了神的救恩
They've come to know about salvation.
是有了神自己的生命
They now have received the life from God.
这个是小子的阶段里面的一个特点。
And this is the distinction to this stage of being little children.
如果他们成长到一个地步
But if they continue to grow,
你又看到他们的特点呢又升高了。
You see that the distinction to this next stage would be elevated from where they were.
升高到一个什么程度呢
To what degree is that elevation?
圣经里面特别就指出说他们这一班人是得胜的。
The Bible tells you that the distinction to the second stage is that they're overcomers. They can overcome.
他胜过什么呢?
But what have they overcome?
他们胜过罪恶的权势。
It says that they have overcome evil.
他们胜过了世界。
They have overcome the world.
更重要的一件事,他们胜过了自己。
More importantly, they have overcome themselves.
这个是少年人的一个阶段。
And this is then the stage of young men.
然后你看到最后的阶段。
And then if you look at the very last stage,
你特别注意到,提到最后的阶段的时候, 他们整个的情形没有发生任何的变化。
If you look at this last stage, we see that there is no changes per se.
我需要特别跟弟兄姊妹指出那个问题来了。
I need to actually focus on this a little bit here.
那什么叫做父老呢?
What does it mean then to be a father?
弟兄姊妹你留意他的说话里面的时候,你就很清楚知道。
Take notice of the words that are used to describe this stage.
他们不单只有生命,
not only do they have life,
他们不单只有得胜的经历,
not only do they have experiences
他们更重要的一个,
of overcoming,
他们更重要的一个,
but more critically,
他们与神有着完全的联合,
they have been united in full, in completion with God.
所以你看到在父老那个阶段的里面的前段也好,后段也好, 神的话一直指明他们有一个特点, 他们是毫无保留的去认识了父。
So whether you look at the beginning stages of being a fathers, or you look at the last stages of fathers, you see that throughout there's a very unique description that they have come to know God.
在这样的情形下,为什么他们能够毫无保留地去认识到父呢?
So, how do we qualify to a point where we are completely able to say we know God?
换一句话来说,是他们生命长成到一个地步,他们与神有了一个完全的联合。
In other words, what's required is for them to come to a point in their lives where they are united with God.
弟兄姊妹,你注意,当圣灵用了这几个阶段来写及
When the Holy Spirit uses these three stages to tell us of the process of the spiritual growth, it displays to us God's heart, or you could say it displays to us what is in God's heart as He looks to us. When we pursue in our spiritual life for, to grow in the Lord, we oftentimes say we need to learn how to wait for God. But when we study 1 John, we realize a fact. That fact is that actually God is waiting for us. Never mind about how we should await for God. Because this realistically is the lesson that's for us to learn throughout our entire lifetime.
当然你读约翰一书的时候,你就很清楚地看到了。
When we read 1 John, it's very clear to us.
我们等候神,乃是说要叫我们的生命是按照正常的成长在神的面前。
Waiting for God really means our life must grow normally. In the spiritual sense. But if we look at the flip side of this matter, we see that God is awaiting for us for the same exact process to be completed. We praise and thank our Lord. When we see that God is waiting for us,
神的恩典在那树,是作为一个应许,要成就在我们的身上。
There is a marvelous grace from God that is there awaiting for us to inherit.
是什么意思呢?
What is it?
讲清楚就是说,
to be very clear,
神包括我们每一个在救恩里面的人,都有一天被带到一个地步,都成了父老。
It is God's full intent and what would satisfy Him to see each and every child that has the life of the Lord to be able to grow and mature up to the point where every single individual becomes a father.
It's
been so long since I've been with brothers and sisters in San Francisco. Actually, it's very difficult for me to even look out to the congregation now and to name some of the younger brothers and sisters here. But maybe I can utilize someone that I'm more familiar with as an example. Oh, great. Now that I'm going to use him as an example, I forgot his name.
Jordan.
Okay, so just Jordan. We want to use Jordan as an example. Maybe for her, she views herself as being young. Yes, it's true, she is young. But God's grace, we must realize that God's grace is awaiting for us. He wants for each one of us to become fathers. I'm sure when Jordan heard this, it probably frightened her. How can I, being so young, become a father? And beyond that, I'm the wrong gender. Brothers and sisters, we're not looking at our physical being here. We're looking instead in terms of God's salvation, what He has arranged for and what He is awaiting for. Each one of us actually will undergo this process. Only if we are able to pass through the stage of being young will we ever get to the stage of being fathers. You cannot become old from the moment that you were born. This is impossible. But you see that ultimately there is a final destination. But we go through it towards that in a slow process. And this reflects God's awaiting for
us.
God is awaiting. He desires that each and every child of God be able to grow and mature spiritually to a point where they can be labeled as fathers.
And
that's what we see as we jumped directly into chapter 3 of 1 John. That in when the Lord is revealed in glory, we shall all be like Him. But how can you and me be like Him? Based on what we can see, we don't qualify. But thanks be to our God.
Because in 救恩的里面, 神给我们一个很大的祝福, 乃是祂将
But God's salvation gives us a great blessing, and that blessing is that He gives to us the life of the Lord as our life. So each one of us who have truly been saved, you will reflect and recognize the fact that we have been born again. And this fact that you have been born again qualifies us so that we can all be like God.
And
so this is what we see in terms of the life, the changes that can come about in our life is also reflected into the day-to-day living changes that are there as well.
我唔特別提呢啲咁樣嘅實際嘅例子啦。
But I'm not going to go into like practical examples of that. Because I want to try to keep to the time so that I'm able to finish the entirety of my sharing with brothers and sisters today. But each one of us can actually see it for ourselves in our day-to-day lives as the examples that we need.
你信主前和信主之后，你个人或者
Perhaps we might not be so aware of changes from the way that we were before we accepted the Lord and the way that we have become after we have accepted the Lord. But certainly those changes are more evident to others around you who are observing you. No, it's not that immediately somehow there's a great transformation, we become a different person altogether. But it's nevertheless very clear to others around us that they see, oh, there is a change in this individual. This is the result of growth.
有一日神睇我哋每一个人都成为父老,
if God indeed will be looking upon us, each and every one eventually, as fathers,
咁我哋又必须要特别去注意啦，点样能够从小子成为父老,
then it's incumbent upon us to look at the process and say, well, okay, how do I get from being a little child to becoming a father?
弟兄姊妹，我哋喺呢处我哋可以稍微知道。 所謂父老者就係話，我哋對神有一個完全嘅認識。Now
again, to qualify to be fathers means that you know God completely.
唔單止係個認識，not
just a knowledge of God,
而喺生命上邊有個聯結。But
that we really are united with Him, that we are like Him, practically in our day-to-day life.
而嗰個聯結唔係僅僅係地位上面嘅聯結，或者資格上面嘅聯結。That
association that we might think of is not just a matter outward, but rather that intimately there is a union with God.
而是实实际际的，在实质上边是同神联结。That
practically, that concretely, we are united with God.
好，而家我哋要翻到嚟一个好具体嘅问题。So
let's go back to maybe a more practical issue.
譬如话我今日已经信咗主一年了。
So let's say, for example, I have accepted the Lord for a year now. Or I've come to know the Lord for 10 years now. Maybe for some of us it's been longer. So in the days that pass, during that
time
frame, how have I grown?
当然,在我们初信主之后,会有弟兄姊妹带领我们去学习怎样与神交通。
Certainly, right after we have accepted the Lord, there would be other brothers and sisters who would come to help us learn how to fellowship with God.
而同我哋读第一章嘅时候，你睇到我哋接受呢个生命嘅时候，就叫我哋同神中间有咗交通。And
just as is recorded in chapter 1 of 1 John, that once we receive that life, there is that fellowship with God.
而唔单止同神有咗交通，而同神嘅儿女系有咗交通。
But that fellowship is not just with God the Father, but is also with the other fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord.
当我哋一留意到我哋同神又同神嘅儿女有咗交通嘅时候，
Once we realize that there is a fellowship with God the Father, and also there's a fellowship amongst the children of God,
我哋会注意到啦，点样叫做交通？
Then we learn what fellowship is.
如果从外面上面去睇,
outwardly speaking,
弟兄姊妹你就会总会接受咁样嘅带领。
At the very least, you realize, okay, we learn from others this teaching.
你要读神嘅话,
we need to first read the Bible.
因为你用读神嘅话去认识神系点样嘅神。
Because only by reading the Word of God will we come to know what type of God God really is.
学习在神的面前有祷告,
we also learn that we need to pray.
让神在生命的里面和我们有直接的接触,
so that we have interaction with God directly in our
day-to-day life. 叫我们从认识神那个知识的里面，是带入去那个经历上面嘅认识神。
So that not only do we know of God through our reading of Him, but that we come to really know Him on a day-to-day basis, practically in what we experience.
然后同神嘅交通以外，又同神嘅儿女系彼此系有更多嘅相交。
But outside of just fellowshipping with God, we also increase in our exposure to brothers and sisters to be able to fellowship with brothers.
叫我哋从嗰啲好单薄嘅咁嘅体会嘅里边，系俾大到丰富。
So that we go from a very simplistic understanding of the word to a more in-depth understanding.
喺我哋嘅属灵嘅生命嘅上边，我哋好自然就成长啦。And
in this way, then very naturally, our spiritual life will grow and mature.
丁兄们，我哋话呢一切属灵嘅交通系我哋必须系要去学习。So
spiritual fellowship is something that each one of us must engage in.
但系唔系仅仅只系嗰个外边动作上边嘅一啲嘅操练。
But again, it's not just external practice that's important here.
要紧嘅就系话喺呢一切嘅操练嘅里边咧，系叫我哋从认识嘅上边去经历到神。
But rather, more critically, is that through this knowing of God, that we actually learn to experience God and then so come to know Him.
但是如果我们只是在一些认识的上面，在知道的事情上面，知道一些事情，在认识神的路，我们找到了。Now,
if we just limit ourselves to just knowledge, accumulating knowledge of Him, then we might have found a path where we can come to know of Him.
但你一定会发觉一个结果。But
if that's the only path that you're on, then you'll find that it leads to one result.
在属灵嘅长进嘅上边，你唔会见到有乜嘢嘅好明显嘅果效。You'll
find that in terms of a spiritual life, you will not be able to bear much fruit.
你话点解呢？You
might ask, well, why is that?
我这个就要带我哋去留意到我哋生命嘅成长嘅各方面。
This then brings us to the various aspects that's needed actually to be a part of our spiritual growth.
神用着好多喺外边所做嘅事情嚟带领我哋喺知识上边去认识神。
God permits for various environmental factors to come into play to help us to come to know Him.
但系更重要嗰样嘢呢，系神要计唔单止系叫我哋喺外边去认识佢。But
more critically, God doesn't just want us to have an external knowledge of Him.
而是叫在我们里头那个生命能够跟着我们外面的认识来成长到可以和神有没有间隔的连结。But
rather He wants for that those external factors, those external knowledge of Him to influence us so that we would have a intimate relationship and interaction with Him in spirit.
但现在问题来了。Then
the issue is raised.
丁兄，我唔知你啱先你有冇留意到，我同大家读圣经嘅时候，乱读读读读读读到成本，约翰一书里边就挑过几个字嚟读。Did
you notice that when we were reading through 1 John that I had we had read through selected phrases within the chapter?
读到几个咩字呢？
What were those phrases?
小子们,
all of them contained little children.
什么意思?
Why?
我不知道弟兄姊妹你读的时候，你自己个人读圣经的时候，你有没有注意到这个点？
I wonder, brothers and sisters, in your own reading of 1 John, whether you noticed this particular point.
好像整卷约翰一书大部分的说话是对小子们来讲的。
It seems that the entirety from the entirety of 1 John, the majority of it is addressed to little children.
究竟是不是他真的只是对小子们来讲这番说话呢?
So is John really only writing to little children?
你细细生活读下去的时候呢?
If you are detailed in your reading,
你又真的发觉果然是对小子们讲很多的说话。
You realize a great majority of these words are addressed to little children.
你说为什么不跟父母讲多些话呢?
You might say, well, why doesn't John address the fathers more?
弟兄姊妹，其实呢件事情好简单。
Actually, it's a very simple answer to that.
他既然是父老，他和神已经有连结了，你不需要跟他讲太多的话。
Since they're fathers, they have a complete union with God, or they have a complete fellowship and interaction with God, so you don't need to tell them much more.
如果他们是少年人，他们已经活在一个德性里面，他们会支取 基督所作成的了，所以呢，亦都唔需要同佢讲太多嘅话。
And likewise, if they are in the stage of being young men, that means that they are already at a point where they have overcome many things, overcome themselves even, so that they would know of God and know when God is what God is speaking to them. And so there's not much more words that you can tell them either.
但你又发现佢同少年人讲嘅话系多的咁多。
But so that's why you realize John speaks more to the little children.
但一提到小子的时候呢,
but whenever little children comes forth in the text,
几乎你可以说,好像整本约翰一书,除了跟少年人和老年人讲的话,父老讲的话之外呢,几乎全部是集中对小子讲的。
We realize that except for those selected few verses that we read where it talks specifically to the young men and the fathers, the rest of the chapter, or the rest of the book, actually is addressing little children.
弟兄姊妹，现在一个问题来了。
So then the issue arises.
究竟哪个是小子?
Who are these little children?
第二个问题就来了。
The second issue is?
为什么要跟小子说这么多的说话?
Why is there a need to address little children so much? We praise and thank our God.
如果我们要看见神自己本身的荣耀和丰富,
if we see God's original glory and fullness,
然后回头来看我们自己,
and then, in light of that, to look at ourselves,
你没办法不承认, 我这个人真是一个小子,
then there is no way for us to dispute the fact that we are merely little children.
或者我们在人的眼里来看,
maybe from other people's point of view, in terms of our spiritual walk, we have already traversed a great deal of the path that lies ahead. And perhaps we have a great, a large understanding of the Word of God.
主自己的面光底下的时候,
but when we inspect ourselves in light of the Lord Himself, as
你没办法不承认自己是仍旧是一个小子,
then there's no possible way for us to dispute the fact that we are still little children.
所以因此弟兄姊妹，当你读启示录的时候，你读到一件事。
So when we come to read the book of Revelation, we'll see something.
当约翰被带到喺天上嘅异象嘅里边，面对住神俾佢睇到嘅嗰个各样嘅异象，同埋神自己嘅作为嘅时候
，When John is transported and to a point where he is able to see the symbolism of the heavenlies and also to see the work of God's hands，
佢对住嗰个同佢讲话嘅天使就想跪落嚟跪拜佢。
John, in response, was ready to prostrate before the angel who was speaking to him.
天使立刻就将他停止，阻止住。
And the angel immediately stopped him.
他说你要敬拜的是神自己，不是我，我和你一起是在神面前作牧人。
And he says, I'm just like you. The one that you need to worship is God the Father, not me.
等于如果我们在神的面前真的被神的光来照明的话， 我们会发现我们是小子。
When, if we truly have been enlightened by light from God, and we have been illuminated in comparison, then we realize that we are merely little children.
我们在神的面前还没成长成。
We have yet to mature in the Lord.
我们还需要神的恩典叫我们继续去成长。
We need His grace to ever come upon us to continue our growth.
咁点样去成长?
Well, how can we grow?
弟兄姊妹，你而家就碰到了，碰到一个第二个问题了。
So then we encounter the second issue.
既然我们是小子,即是说我们对神的认识还是非常有限。
So if we are merely little children and our understanding of God has much to has a lot more to go.
那么我们怎么才能够真真实实的长大成人呢?
How are we really able to grow and mature to become an adult?
人家说你好好地读圣经咯。
Others might answer and say, well, just read the Bible more.
你多点聚会咯。
To attend more meetings.
你好好地祈祷咯。
Learn how to pray more earnestly.
你说我做这些事做了十年了。
You could, and then you would answer and say, well, I've done all these things for 10 years already.
但是好像对主的认识还有很多的距离。
But still, I'm so far from the target of coming to know my Lord.
那要做到几时,然后我才能够对主有更多的认识?
How long do I have to continue this before I am able to really say that I know my Lord?
而且更重要的一件事,
and then more importantly,
从圣经去认识神,
we might come to know God through the Bible.
那条是神给我们的路,
and that is a path that God Himself has laid out for us.
但是那本圣经这么厚,
but you say, well, but look at the Bible, see how thick it is.
我怎么有什么办法能够很熟悉神的话语呢?
How can I really come to know His, God's words well?
今年这个时候呢,又是基督学房去招收新生的时候。
During this period of time, in the calendar year, Academy of Christ, we're now accepting new students.
我们被委派来去多看那些申请的人去见证。
And so I've been assigned to look through many of those applicants.
和他们的申请的资料。
To review their applications, to look to see, to review the applicants themselves.
咁喺中间咧有部分系属于考试。
Now, in the course of reviewing this material, one portion of it refers to tests or exams.
考试嘅内容咧，一部分系关于信仰嘅基础嘅，一部分系关于圣经嘅认识。
Part of it has to do with biblical knowledge. Another part has to do with truth.
基本上面嚟讲咧
，in principle.
絕大部分人的聖經都不合格。
I can uniformly say that most everyone who applied does not qualify in terms of how much they should know of the Bible.
當然,
of course,
聖經考試的裡面有些東西是需要他們要用心思的。
The exams requires for them to think no more in depth.
但是我们不能不留意，呢班准备要嚟基督学房学习嘅弟兄姊妹咧，佢哋都喺神嘅面前系对神嘅事情系落过功夫。But
we realize that every applicant, each of these brothers or sisters who is applying to enter into Academy of Christ, have already expended some time in terms of serving the Lord.
你说为什么他们会对圣经都还有些不熟悉的呢?
If that was the case, then why is it that there are still lapses in their biblical knowledge?
我们觉得有些奇怪。
So to us, it's kind of strange.
但如果你真的看到我们考试的题目的时候,你会觉得不奇怪。
But if you look at the questions in those exams, perhaps then you would understand.
因为你会发现,哎呀,连我自己都好像在那里困惑起上来。
Because when you look at the questions, you might start to ask yourself, oh, do I really know this? I might not know this. I'm not quite sure.
因此弟兄姊妹,我们会发现,在我们属灵的成长的里面,不是说我们有时不追求,但有时我们会发现,我们那个追求好像和神要我们到达的地步,有一定的距离。
In terms of our growth, it's not that we're not growing, it's not that we haven't grown or matured, but it's just that where we are is far, far away from the stage that God wants for us to be.
你说这样的样子,我怎么能够成长呢?
So if that really is reality for all of us, then how can we really be able to mature?
弟兄姊妹,
for instance,
如果神要叫我们从圣经的认识上面去得, 所接受的是成为我们唯一成长的条件的话，我敢保证我们100个人有100个人都是不合格。
Brothers and sisters, if biblical knowledge was the only way that God has intended for us to come to maturity, then there is not one of us who would qualify.
譬如我很简单举一个例子。
Let me give a very practical example.
我们读哥林多前书的时候，我们都说哥林多前书是保罗写给哥林多教会的。
When we read 1 Corinthians, we know automatically is a book that, I mean, it's a letter that Paul has written to the people at Corinth.
有没有错呢？
Is that true?
基本上是没有错。
Outright is true.
但如果那个题目是这样问，是保罗是同边个一齐写信俾哥林多教会嘅呢？
But if the question was changed a little bit and is phrased to say, who was the co-author with Paul who wrote to the Corinthians?
咁我估我哋就有好多弟兄姊妹，你就忽略咗呢件事啦。
I'm pretty sure that there are many of us who would fail to provide the right answer.
我举一个咁样嘅例子，只不过就系话，如果我哋系纯粹凭着我哋自己所能够掌握到嘅认识里边去认识神嘅话咧，我哋系漏失咗好多神要赏赐俾我哋。
This is just an example to illustrate the fact that if we were to be left with our own means and to rely upon our own means.To come to know the Lord through just knowledge of biblical scripture, then we would fall quite short and have actually been, left without much of the blessing that God had intended for us to have.
在很简单的事情里面就说，如果神要给我们，我们都漏失了，那我们怎么能够承受神给我们的供应去叫我们生命成长呢？
So,we might ask a logical question, which is, if God intends for us to have these blessings, and yet in our fullness of effort, we pursue it and yet cannot achieve it, how can we possibly then get to that point where we actually have access to it and have it available to us?
我相信在我们中间聚会的弟兄姊妹，你大概不会答错这个问题。
I'm pretty sure that the majority of the brothers and sisters seated here today would have the right answer for me.
但如果你是，原谅我，我不是轻视人家，不过我只是说我讲出一般的情形。
Forgive me, I'm not trying to belittle anyone, but I just want to raise it as an example.
如果你是同一些叫做基督徒的人，你去问他一个问题，你说主耶稣降生的时候，有几多个博士在东方去探主啊？
Let's say, just raise this example. If you ask any Christian, how many wise men came to seek the Lord when the Lord was born? How many wise men from the East came to seek out the Lord when the Lord descended upon earth?
我估计大约十个里边咧，有七个会话俾你听，有三个。
I'm pretty sure at least 7 out of 10 of the answers would be, there were three.
弟兄姊妹，你可以留意到，如果我们要根据我们全部认识神的话，然后才能够得到神自己的应许的话，我们真的很没把握。
Just based on that, we would say, if it was solely based on us and our efforts and our knowledge of understanding biblical scripture to get to the promise that God has set aside for us, then none of us would be able to get there.
咁你话系咁样，我哋有乜办法成长呢？
But that's our reality, right? If that's our reality, how can I grow? How can I mature?
呢个就一个好具体嘅问题，好实际嘅问题。
It's a practical question. It's a concrete question to ask.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God.
当你读约翰一书嘅时候
，When you read First John，
你反而约翰一书一提到我哋嘅神嘅儿子作我哋嘅生命嘅事嘅时候
w h e n it tells us that the Lord, the Son of God, has become our life，
佢特别叫我哋睇到从神嘅儿子嘅身上边有显明两件大事。
He wants for us to recognize two major issues or major points when it comes to our having the life of the Lord being our life.
如果用翻圣经里边嘅说话嚟讲咧，一件事就系话神系光。
Going back to utilizing the vocabulary that we find in the Bible, the first thing is that God is light.
另外一件事就系神系爱。
And the second is that God is love.
如果我哋将具体嘅事情嚟去解说神系光同埋神为爱嘅时候
，If we were to use more practical ways to describe or understand the matter that the issue that God is light and that God is love。
我哋又好清楚嘅就喺约翰一书里边，你得到个答案。
Then you will actually find the right answer in, contained in First John.
讲到神系光嘅时候，就指住神嘅真理。
When it says God is light, it points to the fact that God is truth.
神用神自己嘅话，神嘅真理作为光嚟照明我哋。
God will use His words. God will use His truth.To enlighten us, to give us light along our path.
如果讲到神系爱嘅时候
，When we talk about the fact that God is love，
呢个就系讲到神嘅生命嚟作我哋嗰个引导。
It tells us that God's life actually is what leads and guides us.
就系神用着佢嘅儿子作我哋嘅生命嚟去俾我哋有引导。
And that is that God uses the life of His Son.To become our lives in order to lead us along this path.
好显然嘅，你从约翰一书里边你睇到神系用光同埋爱嚟引我哋喺属灵嘅路上边向前行。
And we realize from 1 John that God uses His light and His love to lead us along the proper path of growth.
神系光，系指明我哋应该走嘅方向、内容同埋个实际。
God being light, then gives us an understanding of the content of the life that we need to have to grow.
呢个系认识上边。
And this has to do with knowledge.
然后神系用爱，就是、用生命嚟引导我哋。
And then that God is love, He uses His life to lead us.
既然系一个生命嗰个引导，呢个就系一个好自然嘅倾向。
Since it is the guidance of life, then it is a very natural inclination or natural tendency to grow.
你只系有生命嘅，你系自然就要成长。
If you have life, very naturally you will grow.
你话唔成长嘅，你就几乎可以落一个结论话冇生命。
If something doesn't grow, you can almost uniformly say, well, it's because it has no life.
一切有生命嘅事物，佢都系成长。
Everything that has life will grow.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God。
嗱，因此喺约翰一书里边咧，神就用着真理同埋生命嚟引我哋去活出基督系我哋嗰条路。
So God uses His light and His life to lead us, to guide us, to live out this path where it is the life of the Lord that brings us along and gets us to where we need to go.
嗰个结果就叫我哋嘅生命，叫我哋呢个人慢慢嘅成长。
And the end result is that we will slowly but surely be able to progress in terms of growth to maturity.
圣经里边，虽然圣经系咁厚
，Yes, the Bible is thick.
里边讲好多好多嘅嘢，系我哋读完就忘记嘅。
There are many things that after we read it, we will naturally just forget.
你话我读咗十次啦，点解我都漏咗嗰啲嘢嘅咁
？Because I've read that passage 10 times and I still don't remember everything.
点知你读十次会漏咗啲嘢
？You think 10 times is enough？
你读咗50次，你仍然发现你漏咗好多嘢。
You might read it 50 times and you still won't have everything.
你话喺咁嘅情景里边，我哋点能够跟得上神呢
？If that's the case, then how can we really follow the Lord？
我哋感谢赞美我哋。
We praise and thank our God。
佢唔单止系叫我哋。有神嘅话去领会。
He doesn't just give us His words to lead us.
并且佢系用着佢嘅生命嚟引导我哋去活喺神嘅话嘅里面。
But He leads us by His life so that we can live it out.
喺我哋每一个人经历里边，我哋都会经过呢个咁嘅事。
And each one of us will go through the same exact process.
喺我哋嘅属灵嘅实习嘅嗰个实际嘅里边，有相当多嘅部分系我哋先认识而去活出嚟。
In terms of our spiritual reality, much of what we will experience first comes with knowledge.Then comes our experience.
比方你接受主耶稣基督做救主，肯定你系先认识咗佢，然后你就会接受佢。
Even going back to your accepting Jesus Christ as your personal savior, first you have to have the knowledge of the fact that he can be your savior, and then you experience it by giving yourself to him.
好多属灵嘅事情，我哋系先从认识里边开手，然后就进入去实际。
There's so many spiritual matters that starts first with the knowledge.
但我哋刚才已经话我哋嘅神嗰个荣耀丰富系咁宽广。
But you've already stated, Brother Vaughn, that God's richness is so vast.
唔系我哋呢个咁嘅轻咁细小嘅头脑同埋我哋嘅思想能够领会得过嚟。
That it is much far beyond what we in our limited capacity, our limited mind is able to understand.
咁我哋点样能够继续嘅向前行
？So If we can't understand it, how can we continue forward?
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God.
喺我哋嘅经历嘅里边，我哋亦经历到神喺另一方面俾我哋嗰个管理同引导。
In our experience, we realize God uses other experiences to help us along our growth.
呢个就系主喺生命里边嚟带我哋走。
And that's where the Lord comes with His life.To lead us along this path.
亦都就系话喺我哋信主嘅时候，我哋有一个重生嘅经历。
And that is just what we were talking about earlier, where we have a renewal of life. We've been born again when we come to know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹都知道重生就系话我哋再接受一个生命。
Being born again is a renewal of life means that we have now received a new life.
而呢一个生命咧，唔系从父母嗰处接过嚟。
And this life does not come to us from our physical parents.
是从天上面接上来。
But rather, this is a life that comes from the heavens.
所以重生又讲我们是从天上面生下来。
And so that means that we have been born again from heaven.
我们作为一个重生的神的儿女就是说我们不单只有我们从父母里面所接受的人的生命。
So that means that we are now children of God. No longer are we just children of our earthly parents.
我们同时是接受了神自己嘅生命。
But we have received the life directly from God.
呢个生命好自然嘅引我哋去到神嗰。
And that life would naturally bring us to God.
正如弟兄姊妹，你可以睇到我哋自己成长嘅过程。
So we can look at ourselves and how we have grown in our
life. 我哋刚刚从母腹里边生落嚟嘅时候，啱啱从母腹里边。
When we were first born from our mother's womb,
你点知道叫肚饿
？How do you know?The issue of being hungry.
你知道肚饿嘅时候，你系点知？你点样识去揾食噶
？How do you know where to get food if you're hungry？
喺你冇喺母腹里边嘅时候，你就好自然有一个咁样嘅生理嘅装置，连到母体嗰处嚟去接受嗰个供养。
When you were in your mother's womb, the umbilical cord.Supplied you with all the nutrients you needed.
你生咗落嚟，你自己就独立咗成一个个体啦。
But now that you've been born from the womb, now you are an individual by yourself.
你点样去接受供应
？Where will you get your nutrients?
你点知道你要接受供应
？How do you even know that you need nutrients?
你几时会去想嗰啲嘢啫
？Would you think that you would ever go through this process of thinking about it?
我哋每个人都根本个时候都唔会想嗰啲嘢。
No infant would.Consider it and think about it.
你就算会想，你都冇办法解决问题。
Even if you were able to think about it, there's no answer for you.
所以你除咗喊之外，你乜嘢都唔会。
So what do you do? You cry. There's no other way. You cry.
啊，你一喊啦，妈妈个心就急啦。
You cry, and once your mother hears your cry,
her heart is moved. 佢就要嚟解决你嘅问题。
And so she knows that she needs to resolve whatever issue it is that you're crying about.
啊，佢好简单噶。
It's very simple, right?
咁佢嚟睇你问题嘅时候，你又好自然就知道你点样去接受。
When the mother comes to the infant knows how to satisfy what he needs, right?
弟兄姊妹，呢个就系生命所带出嚟嗰个自然嘅反应。
This is the natural response to the life that is there.
因为生命就讲明出呢个系活嘅。
As we stated, life tells us that it is living.
你系一个活嘅人，你就有一个活嘅反应。
If you are living, then you naturally respond in a living way.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
So we praise and thank our God.
当他拯救我们的时候,
when He saved us, He did not merely just resolve us of our past sin.
取消了我们该受的刑罚,
to just take away the punishment that we should have
for. 除了这些之外,
aside from that, even more precious is the fact that He granted to us His life.
这个生命在我们的里面就叫我们有了那个活的反应。
And that life allows us to respond in a living way.
我们就会知道拣选什么是我们要的，什么是我们不要的。
Then naturally we know what is appropriate for us to have and what is not appropriate.
我记得我们小时候，不是我小时候了，我小时候根本我就不知道了。
Never mind about me when I was younger, because of course I didn't know
anything.
When I look at others,
who are young,
maybe this is something maybe that's out of, that most mothers don't even do anymore.
以前那些做妈妈的大概100个100个都是这么做的。
But this was in practice almost 100% of the time in another generation.
那BB仔怎么戒奶的呢?
How do you, wean the child from milk.
我而家呢个时候长大嘅，你完全会唔知嗰啲。
I'm sure that if you grew up in this generation, this is something totally odd for you.
年纪大嘅弟兄姊妹，大家都有咁嘅经历。
But maybe for those who are older, they might remember this.
啊，个 B B 仔要戒奶嘅时候。
So when you need to wean the child from milk,
个妈点样做呢？
What does the mother do?
你而家你好办法去难想象。
I'm sure that this is out of the realm of possibility for mothers nowadays.
在中国旧时的习惯就是这样。
But this is what was done in China.
拿黄连，那些中药，那些很苦那些，那天呢，擦在母亲的乳头那里。
They would use bitter herbs and smear it onto the nipple of the mother.
哎呀，咁就俾个 B B 仔食。And
then they would feed the child.
一次就戒奶。Once
and for all, just in one fell swoop, the child would never want that milk again.
但好稀奇。But
very amazingly,
神从来唔会用咁嘅方法嚟带我哋。God
doesn't wean us in the same way.
因为佢俾我哋有一个咁样嘅好自然嗰个要求。He
gives us a natural yearning. A natural need.
你是需要一些这样的供应。
You need a particular type of nutrient.
他是这样安排的时候,
and then God makes the arrangement.
你就这样去领会。
And when He makes the arrangement and you naturally respond to it, then you receive it.
你就这样会跟随。
And as such, then you will follow.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那弟兄姊妹怎样从小子进到少年人呢?
Going back, how do we get from little children to young men?
怎样由少年人又成长到到父老呢?
How do we progress and grow from young men to fathers?
这个成长的过程，从过程本身来讲是很正常的。
The process is normal. It's a normal process for us.
如果我们按照那个生命的引导来行走的话，是非常正常。
If we would only follow by the guidance of this life that is already in us, then it is a very natural way.
因为你作为一个小子的时候,
because when you are a little child,
但你什么都不知道,
you might not know much
about anything. 你只知道一件事,
all you know is one thing.
妈妈给你的都是好的,
that the mother will all, your mother will always provide the best for you.
所以人家给你的,你不一定敢接受。
So you might not be willing to take things from anybody else.
但妈妈给你的,你敢接受。
But if your mom gives it to you, for sure you know that's the best.
我们感谢主。
So we praise them.
在我们还作少年人的时候,
when we are still young,
我们会很单纯的去注意到神自己对我们的那个带领。
With a very pure heart, we take note of how God leads us.
但个问题是这样,
but then the question
is, 当我们属灵成长的时候,
as we grow in maturity,
我们这个自然的人那个也都是跟着成长的。
Our natural man also is maturing and growing.
慢慢在我們的成長的過程裡面, 我們從起初的單純,
what was originally very, you could say naive, but a very pure and good way that we follow after the Lord's guidance,
we
now come to a point where it becomes more complicated because there's a conflict.
因为一方面是我们成长过来的时候,
because as we grow, naturally, the scope of what we encounter in our environment
我们,
also grows.
我们接触的事物又好像增加了,
and we encounter more things.
然后呢, 你就会将周围的事物和自己个人那个要求呢, 是连接得紧很多,
and then we tie our own wants to the things that we are experiencing from our environment.
啊, 你要为自己去寻找最好的,
and so then we start to want to get things that are best based on our own standards.
当我们到这种地步的时候呢,
when we come to that point,
我们起初在神面前的单纯, 就慢慢变得复杂,
the purity of pursuing the Lord initially becomes more complicated.
但感谢赞美我们的神,
becomes compromised.
如果我们是一个在主的生命里面成长的人呢,
if we really are, however, growing in the truth,
神没有叫我们脱离了所有的试探,
God doesn't take us away to become secluded from all temptations.
但神会叫我们在各样的试探和诱惑里面, 你有一个自然的倾向, 要去越过那些试探来拣选神,
but rather, He allows for temptations to come, but at the same time permits for us a path that would allow that life that is from Him to naturally take, so that we can, when we take that selection or make that selection or choice, then we overcome that temptation and are able to grow. And this is what is meant by overcoming. And this is the uniqueness to being labeled as young men. Where again is this distinction between
being young men?
They will hold fast to God to overcome those things that are not of God. Earlier when we arrived here for worship this morning, I saw Dave outside and he had lots of things that he was busying about doing, preparing.
原来今日有少年人，我哋中间嘅少年人会有几日外边嘅生活。
So, as it happens to be the case, today is actually the day when our high schoolers, our high school group is actually going off on a retreat.
It's
really great. This is a meaningful thing for a couple of weeks ago, the younger ones in San Bruno also went on a similar type of retreat.
弟兄姊妹,当我们做这些事情的时候呢,
but when we organize such an event,
你留意到一些事,
you discover something.
你留意到不仅仅说在教会里面的弟兄姊妹会这样做,不说全地,有条件可以这样做的,很多的团体他们都会有这样做。
That this type of event, this type of retreat is not just the activity that we see from different churches or different assemblies, but rather this is also done by many secular organizations as well.
弟兄姊妹,你会看到,
but at the same time though, we will see.
如果我们是按着生命的引导来做这些事, 从而是为着说,好像一般世界人所说的那个,叫做, 休闲的生活,或者是休息的生活来处理这些事情,结果是很不相同的。
You will recognize that there is, even though the process might seem to be the same, and the arrangements might seem to be the same, that the ultimate outcome is vastly different when you compare the groups which are doing this led by the life of the Lord and those groups which are purely doing it for secular reasons.
在圣欢乐那班少年人，我哋平常都成日觉得佢哋净系挂住玩。
For the younger ones that are in San Bruno, we oftentimes criticize them as being just having no thoughts whatsoever to anything else except play.
好似喺对属灵嘅事情咧，唔系咁在意。
That they are not so mindful about spiritual matters.
但系感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
几日佢哋喺野外嘅生活。
That they went on to a retreat.
And after a couple days, 接触嗰个环境。
And of encountering a different environment.
同埋带领佢哋嘅弟兄姊妹喺佢当中嘅，俾佢哋一啲嘅供应。
And receiving the spiritual nutrients and supply from the leading brothers and sisters.
好感谢神，几日翻嚟嘅时候，佢哋大部分嚟讲好似都变咗个样。
Thanks be to the Lord. After just several days of a retreat, they came home and almost to a man, each one of them seemed to have changed.
对主嘅事情有好似提高咗兴趣。
So it seems that they have increased interest in godly things.
对弟兄姊妹中间彼此嘅扶持同埋联络咧，好似又提高咗。
That they're more mindful when it comes to being respectful for another, taking care of one another.
唔系只系挂住一碰到头就系讲点样反。
It's not just getting together just to play.
当然呢个系一个进步。
Yes, it's an improvement.
但个问题就系话，佢点会产生一个咁样嘅要求呢？
But how is it that they were able to achieve that?
你出到去野外，
You've gone out to an unknown surrounding.
讲得唔好听就系话，最得闲就话脱离咗父母嗰个管理。At
the very least, they are no longer under parental supervision.
嗰班大哥哥大姐姐带住佢，咁又系大哥哥大姐姐，唔使理佢哋理得咁多。And
so they're under the supervision of older brothers and sisters in the Lord. So there is less scrutiny, possibly, is less intense scrutiny on.
但我哋感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
如果我哋系按照我哋生命嗰个引导嚟接触到神所作嘅各样嘅事物，
If we receive from God the various arrangements that He makes with the life that He gives to us as the primary force,
你里边有反应，
then you will naturally respond to God.
你会对神起一个敬畏嘅心。
You would have a respect or fear for God.
你会对神有一个产生爱慕嘅嗰个倾向。
And you will have a tendency to love the Lord.
我哋感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我哋翻翻到约翰一书里边嚟，
去睇呢件咁嘅事。 To take a look at this matter.
弟兄姊妹就睇到啦，我特别要弟兄姊妹去注意呢，就系第二章里边所提到嘅嗰件事情。
The thing, the point that I really want brothers and sisters to focus in on is actually recorded in chapter 2.
如果从外面来讲，我哋仲系受好多限制。
We are so restricted if we look at external factors.
你要熟悉圣经，唔系三日两日嘅事。
You want to know the Bible, but it cannot be done in overnight.
亦唔系三年两年嘅事。
And it can't even be done in 3 years, 4 years.
咁样我点样能够喺神嘅面前可以好好地嚟行走呢？
If that's the case, then how can I walk properly before God?
但我哋感谢主。
But thanks be to the Lord.
主带领我哋唔单止系用着佢嘅话。
God, the Lord leads us not only by His word.
佢亦系用着佢嘅生命嚟带我哋。
But He leads us by His life.
喺第二章里边，你就特别注意到啦。佢话你哋要留意嗰个。
Pointedly, it tells us that there is the teaching of the anointing.
什么叫做恩膏的教训呢?
What is the teaching of the anointing?
从第三章里面我们可以看到，这是圣灵在我们里面作的工的结果。
Chapter 3 expands upon that and tells us that it is the Holy Spirit who teaches us.
也就是说我们在重生的时候，我们接受了神的圣灵在我们的里头。
And it also tells us that the Holy Spirit was granted to us at the moment in time when we were born again.
同时亦都就是说, 我们接受了基督的生命进到我们的里头。
It is at the moment in time when we have received the Lord's life into our life.
圣灵在我们的里面有工作。
That it was then that the Holy Spirit began His work.
基督的生命在我们里头有反应。
And the life that is in us then responds to that teaching.
圣灵的工作在我们一开始的时候。
And when the work of the Holy Spirit begins in us,
主的生命在我们的里面就有那个反应。
The life of the Lord naturally responds.
他要给我们晓得这件是对的，这件是不对的。
And then He teaches us that this is proper and this is improper.
有些事情是我们知道它本身是对与错的。
There are certain things that we just naturally know is right or is wrong.
因为我们读神的话的时候，我们知道。
Because we already know that from just the knowledge of reading the Word of God.
但是很多的事情是我们根本没有条件去当时就去确定它是对的还是错的。
But at the same time, there are many other things which we cannot know right off the bat whether it is proper or improper.
在这样的情况下，我怎么拣选？
When we encounter such a decision, then how will we choose?
我怎么去定规我的跟随呢?
What choice will we make and what path will we take? We thank our God.
在我们及不到的那个位置，那个地步。
At the point where we don't know what to do,
圣灵在我们里面有工作。
It is then that the Holy Spirit works in us.
主的生命在我们里面有引导。
It is then that the life of the Lord leads us.
所以那说特别就说,
So that's why it specifically says,
这个恩膏的教训在我们显出来的时候,
When the teaching of the anointing is revealed,
你不用人家教你的,
There is no need for anyone else to teach you.
你为什么不教我,我怎么知道?
You might say, well, how do I know if I have no counselors to teach me? But the Bible here, this verse tells us very clearly that you will know. You say, is that true? Can such a thing happen?
对于没有,同主没关系的人,他永远没有办法能够领会这个。
Someone who has no relationship whatsoever with the Lord, this would be an impossibility for them. Because there is no life that is in that
individual.
But for someone who has the life of the Lord in you, then what this says here becomes a very natural thing. Brothers and sisters, you can experience this yourself. Before we came to know the Lord, it's of no, little consequence to us if we told a white lie. If we told a lie and we benefit, even though others were the butt of our, or whatever it is that we lied about, it doesn't matter. We just think, well, that's just par for the course.
你说我不骗他，他骗我。If I don't
lie to him, then he will lie to me.
所以你没反应。
So to you, lying doesn't mean anything. But very amazingly, after you've come to know the Lord,
你有生命了之后,
after you have the life,
不需要人告诉你自己,
even if no one counsels you to teach you, you will feel bad for lying. Why did I do that? Why did I do that?
你自己会责备自己?
You're gonna punish yourself. This is kind of strange, right?
人的天然是只有责怪人,不会责怪自己。
The man's nature or the natural tendency is for us to try to win out over others.
但当你有了主的生命的时候, 你会发现, 为什么我会自己责怪自己呢?
But when you have the life of the Lord, that's no longer the case. Then you would rather take the short end of the stick than not. We thank our God. This is the teaching of the
Lord.
The Bible tells us very clearly, you will know what is right and what is wrong.
现在剩下来的问题呢?
The only thing
that's left
is not whether you know what is right and wrong.
当你知道错和对的时候,你选择哪一个?
But rather, what's left is which choice will you make knowing what is right and what is wrong. It says here that we need to submit to the teaching of the anointing. That means that you have to be governed. That you have to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And if you follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will
choose God. 你一次揀選神所要的,
if you choose God one time,
你在神面前得到的供应就多一次,
you would gain His blessing.
你享用神自己的扶持又多一次,
and you would have received the promise that He has given.
慢慢地累積, 你的生命就成長起上來,
and step by step, by going through the process again and again,
因為時間的關係,我只能夠跟弟兄姊妹交通這裡差不多就到完了,但還沒完。
Because of time's concern, I can only share with brothers and sisters up to this point, even though this is not the end yet.
因為那件是非常重要的事,
because what follows is actually extremely critical point. And that has to do with what's found
第三章裡面呢,
in chapter
3. 這個說話講,
chapter 3 tells us,
弟兄姊妹他說, 你如果知道恩膏的教訓那件事的時候,
if you know the guidance, the teaching of the anointing,
你就要留意到你在神的面前得不得穩固了,
then you need to know whether you are abiding in God or not.
這個就是在3章19節那時所開首提到的,
then so this is found in verse 19.
他是重複回去引導去第二章裡面恩膏的教訓,
this refers back to the teaching of the anointing that is in chapter 2.
如果你跟隨恩膏的教訓, 顯然間, 你雖然在真理上面你未曾懂得, 但你已經在經歷的裡面是被帶到真理的裡頭。
So if you follow the guidance, the teaching of the anointing, even though you might not know of that particular truth, you'll be led to experience the truth already.
我們感謝讚美我們的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
他說當你是這樣做的時候,
it says here, when you do
that,
that you shall have assurance in your heart.
換一句說,
that means that you have submitted to God.
你就會服了,
and you have submitted yourself to the authority of God
over you. And
you now profess that, in essence,
你樂意跟隨他的腳中來行走,
and you follow His footsteps.
我們感謝讚美我們的神,
we praise and thank our God.
當你是這樣做的時候,
and as you continue to grow in this way, take notes, brothers and sisters. It tells us something.
他說如果你們的心不責備你們,
it says that if your heart does not condemn you,
你自己不責備你自己,
if you do not condemn yourself,
你裡面沒什麼反應話, 為什麼? 你會作一個錯誤的揀選,
if you don't have that voice that tells you, why did you choose this wrong way?
你裡面有把握,
then you have assurance.
你知道,
then you will know.
他就說你在神的面前, 你就能夠穩定,
it says that then you shall be assured in your heart before God.
他說如果你的心都不責備你,
and then whatever your heart does not condemn you,
這樣你就可以平安,
then peacefully you can go forward.
因為, 他說神比你的心大,
because it tells us God is greater than your heart.
如果你的心不責備你的時候,
if your heart does not condemn you,
這個心是講你的心思裡面那個心,
that means this heart meaning your thinking, your conscience.
你的心思不責備你,
if your conscience does not condemn
you, 你說你的心思怎麼會責備我?
You might say, well, how would it be that my conscience would condemn me? Well, the reason is this.
這個就是一個重生的人的那個結果,
this is the result of being born again.
你重生了以後, 你的生命裡面對神的事是有感覺,
from the moment that you were born again, you will be sensitive to God.
雖然在我們的心思裡面, 我們可以選擇神, 亦可以不選擇神,
certainly it's still our choice whether to follow the Lord and choose Him or not to follow, not to choose Him and not to follow Him.
但當你一知曉得了那個恩膏的教訓,
but if you know the idea or concept of what it means to follow the teaching of the anointing, if you do not follow the teaching of the anointing,
換句話來說,
if you do, sorry, if you do follow the teaching of the anointing, in other words, if you choose God's way,
感謝讚美我們的主,
praise and thank our Lord,
你作對了事情,
you have done properly, you have done right.
在這個作對了這件事的時候,
and when you have done good in this
當然你這個心都不責備你的時候,
your heart will not condemn you.
神比你大,
for God is greater than you.
神知道的事情比你多,
God knows more than you.
神管理你的範圍比你廣,
God's scope of His guidance is broader than you.
如果你揀選了神, 以至到你嘅心思都对你冇任何嘅反对嘅时候。
If you choose God and your conscience does not condemn you or it becomes uneasy, that it does not become uneasy.
咁样你喺神嘅面前，神亦唔会以为你走错咗路程。
Then God will not deem that you have done wrong.
所以我底下就讲一句说话，佢话咁样你哋就可以喺神嘅面前坦然无惧啦。
It says there, then we have confidence before God.
弟兄姊妹，呢个系恩膏嘅教训所带出嚟嘅结果。
This is the result of being led by the teaching of the anointing.
呢个结果系要叫我哋从小子进到少年人。
And this result will allow us to grow to maturity from little children to young men.
又继续带我哋从少年人长大成为父老。
And this also will continue to lead us to go from young men to fathers.
我中国得太多了。
We have exhausted our time.
我就停在这里。
I'll end here.
盼望在我们弟兄姊妹中间有弟兄姊妹有负担跟着这个这样的信息来交通到我们要住在主里面。
Perhaps there will be other brothers who will follow along with this train of thought that we have begun here today and to go forward and teach and, about the word of God concerning abiding in Christ.
即是在第二章里面讲到恩膏的教训的那个明显的结局。
And abiding in Christ would be the practical result of what it means to follow the teaching of the anointing as is found in chapter 2.
我们看到怎样维持我们常活在住在主里面。
How it would allow us to understand how we can continue to abide in Him.
叫我们个人来讲，我们生命是成长的。
So that our life can be mature.
从我们团体来讲，基督的身体的成那个长大也都是很自然的。
And on a personal basis for us to grow to maturity, on a corporate basis for that to be a reality as a whole.
我们一起有些祈祷。
Let us pray together.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
当你的话向我们解开的时候。
When your words are revealed to us,
但愿主藉着圣灵在我们里面作更深的工。
But we ask that the Holy Spirit would do even greater works.
常将我们摆在你的面光的底下。
That we would constantly be presented before your face.
维持我们在属灵的成长的上面来进到你的心意的满足。
That through the growth, by the Holy Spirit, that we would be able to be, and we will be able to enter into your fullness.
救我们脱离人的愚昧。
That we would devoid ourselves of the foolishness of man.
引我们进入基督的丰富。
And instead to enter fully into the richness of the Lord.
叫我们可以在你的面前安稳。
That we would have, we can have confidence in you.
在你荣耀里显现的时候，我们可以同你一同显现在荣耀里。
So that when our Lord is revealed in glory, that we too will be revealed in that glory.
我们再一次说敬拜赞美要归给你。
Once again, we want to offer up praises and worship and thanksgiving back to you.
因为你是将你的最好，就是连同你的自己都赏赐了给我们。
Because you have given your very best, linked together with yourself to us.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
奉主基督的名祈祷。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.